The number two ranked eater in the entire world, Joey Chestnut, joins me to talk about a big event coming up this Saturday down in Florida. It's the National Wing Eating Contest. A big day for Joey Chestnut. But before we get to that, Joey, I wanted to talk about July 4th, the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest. I believe you had won the last, was it eight straight contest?
Yeah, 8 years in a row. And, I went out there, the 4th of July and had a bad day. And I'm 338 days more to get over it and get ready for next year.
And a bad day of eating hot dogs for Joey Chestnut is 60 hot dogs in 12 minutes. Is that right?
Oh, yeah. No, my record is 69 in 10 minutes. This year I only did 60 and the winner did 62. I can dominate it.
I still love that, Joey. 60 hot dogs in 10 minutes is still a bad day for you. Pretty impressive stuff.
Yeah.
Now, Joey, how did you get involved with competitive eating? Because I'm a big eater myself, but I don't think I'd ever be able to eat 60 hot dogs in 10 minutes.
The whole thing is crazy. It's just my little brother knew I could eat more than anybody in the family, and he kept signing me up to contests, and finally I went to one. After the first one, I just snowballed, and I fell in love with it, and now I just travel around the world and eat and have a great time, meet happy people.
Have you talked to, is there something different about the build of a competitive eater? Because a lot of the guys you see on the stage are small. Isn't Matt Stoney the guy who beat you at the hot dog eating championship? Isn't he only 140 pounds or something like that? And
yeah,
you yourself, you're a big guy, but you're not overweight or anything like that.
I'm like 6'1", but yeah, Matt Stoney has this weird little feminine build, and I'm amazed at how much he can eat. But he's a great eater, and he's just, I think anybody can eat well. I know a bunch of women who can eat really, really amazing.
Yeah.
They're amazing eaters, and they can push themselves to crazy limits. I feel really lucky that I feel like I have a really wide rib cage and wide build, and I just have a naturally high capacity. I have a huge internal cavity, I think. I have a big capacity.
We've heard of some pretty extreme training methods for competitive eaters. Can you give the listeners kind of an idea of what you do to train for, let's just say, the hot dog eating contest? What's a training session like for you?
Oh, for the hot dogs, I try to model it similar to like a weightlifter where I do a practice contest, and then I recover and let my body recover, and then I fast, and then I do another practice. Every practice, I get the food down, and I know I can do a little bit more the next time, and I build a tolerance. And when I'm doing that, I do it before every practice. I do a cleanse, and when I'm cleansing, I drink tons of liquid to keep my stomach loose and stretched, and go into my next practice nice and empty. It's just it took a while to build my technique and how to push my body to make my body adapt to accept this massive amount of food.
So is there ever just a normal meal for you, or are you constantly eating as much as you possibly can? Do you ever just sit down and have, your salad, your dinner, and maybe a little dessert, or is every meal to the extreme?
Oh, yeah, I love a normal meal. But in contest season, a lot of the time I'm either preparing for a practice or covering for a practice or preparing for a contest. I have to be careful. When I'm in that contest mode, I want to make sure that I'm not going to cheat and go out and have a really high calorie meal. And I want to make sure that I'm in that mode where my metabolism is really, really fast and I'm burning calories like a madman. I'm able to keep that cycle. And then when I have a week off, I'll go back into a normal diet where I'll have a salad and chicken, and I wake up and I have a couple fried eggs in the morning for breakfast, and I do love a normal meal.
Now, you seem to have this down to a science. Have you met with like a nutritionist, a doctor, to talk about this, to really game plan for your training, or is this kind of just what you've learned over time?
Yeah, one of the first people I talked to was a nutritionist while I was in college, and then I talked to a couple doctors, and took me a while to find the right doctor who was on my side, and so I feel like I put some good work in to understand my body, and uh, I'm in tune with my body. I know what my body's telling me. I know when I've been practicing too hard, or I haven't eaten enough calories, or I can tell when I've had too much sugar and I'm getting these little headaches. A lot of it's just really being in tune with your body.
And a big day this Saturday. It's the Hooters Worldwide Wing Eating Championship in Clearwater, Florida. Prize purse is $17,500. Now, the chicken wings got to be a little bit more tricky than just a hot dog where you snap in half and try to eat them as fast as possible. The chicken wing, you got to nibble around a bone, right?
You're absolutely right. It's not a capacity contest. It's a technique contest. I'm a Hooters connoisseur. I've been to quite a few of them.
Nice.
So I have a really good I have a really good technique for chicken wings, and I feel like my technique should be able to. I can't believe I'm number two right now. So I'm going to be taking down number one, and I'm going to dominate this contest.
Right. That's Matt Stoney, the guy who beat you in this year's hot dog eating championship, will be there. So a little bit of a grudge match for you. So we're looking forward to seeing that. But real quickly, Joe, can you share what is your technique to eating the chicken wing? Because I love chicken wings. I'd love to maximize my intake of chicken wing meat. So can you share with me what you do to get as much of that meat in you as possible, as fast as possible?
For this contest, we're eating the two bone flaps. And they're going to be naked in medium sauce, like good medium sauce. So I take it and I twist it with both hands and try to break the cartilage and the bones, separate the bones a little bit. And mm-hmm. I pinch one end really, really hard. And then I use my teeth to get the meat off. And I can usually do it all in one really good swipe to get all the meat off and then move on to the next one. And the whole thing's probably about a 3-second ordeal. Hopefully, if I do that for 10 minutes, I can get close to my record of 181.
It's the Hooters Worldwide Wing Eating Championship. It's this Saturday, July 25th in Clearwater, Florida. Joey Chestnut will get a chance to go up against Matt Stoney. Matt Stoney won the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest, knocking Joey Chestnut off his throne. So we're looking forward to seeing this. Hopefully, you get a little bit of payback here. Do you have a website you'd like to plug, Joey?
I don't have a website, but people can follow me on Twitter at Joey Jaws. And I always appreciate support and never turn down if somebody's ever wants to take a picture with me. If you're in public, I'm there.
That's great, man. Well, we appreciate you joining us. Thank you, and good luck this Saturday. Go get them.
Oh, thank you so much.
It's Joey Chestnut, number two ranked eater in the world. He'll be at the World Wing Eating Contest this Saturday down in Florida. Hooters.com for more information.